Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. So I just wanted to stop in and give you a personal update. And I can say, honestly, it's been a whirlwind few months. And so I just wanted to share what's been going on, because life has certainly kept me on my toes. First off, I'm really excited to share that I started a contract with a book supply company, Wheeler's Books. I'm working 15 hours a week on their people capability strategy, which has been rewarding but also quite challenging. It's really fantastic though to be part of an organization that aligns with my own values and expertise. And I've really enjoyed connecting with people again in real life and, of course, talking about books. But this is on top of my usual business activities and client work as well. So every client interaction I have, I'm literally pinching myself. I'm so fortunate to be working with these amazing women, supporting them to show up for themselves in life, in work and in business. I feel really, really blessed to have these opportunities. I've also started as a host for the Empower Her Network, and I host a monthly networking coffee session for women in business. It's been really lovely meeting people from different backgrounds, hearing different stories and different perspectives. So if you're in Auckland and interested in joining our next coffee on the 9th of August, reach out and I'll send you the details. On the home front, we've embarked on our own adventure. We're renovating our house. And as anyone who's been through renovations knows, this is no small feat. To add an extra layer of excitement, or chaos, depending on how you look at it, we've moved out of our house while the work's being done. And just when we thought we were settled, the landlord gave us notice. So we're gearing up for another move to a different rental next week. Now, I know what you're thinking. How are you managing all of this without losing your mind? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. It's all about mindset. Despite juggling multiple balls, new work, new clients, home renovation, and two moves, I'm proud to say I haven't dropped any yet. The key has been focusing on what I can do rather than getting overwhelmed by everything that's in front of me. It's a principle I often share with my clients, and it's really been put to test in my own life. The experience of the past few months has just reinforced something I've always believed in. Our ability to adapt and thrive in the face of change is one of our greatest strengths. It's not about avoiding challenges, it's about how we approach them. So here's to embracing change, staying focused, and remembering that every challenge is an opportunity for growth. And I'm excited to see what the next few months will bring. How about you? I'd love to hear how you're navigating life's changes. Drop me an email or DM me and let's chat.